Good morning. I'm Harold Herring, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. My fine wife, Bev, will be back in a couple of days. She's had a glorious time with her grandsugars, her daughter, and our son-in-law. On today's call, we're going to talk about, first, scripture for do not be afraid, do not fear. And I love this one. June 26, Scripture, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Glory to God. The word is so sweet. You know, once I asked my really good friend, Doug, from Florida, great real estate developer. I asked him how he was doing, and I always remember his answer. He said, Harold, for several years I've been maintaining. Now I'm ready to move into surplus. Surplus. That word ignited in my spirit. So I looked up surplus in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, and it's defined that the amount that remains when use and need is satisfied. Let me say that again. The amount that remains when use or need is satisfied. I like that. The amount that remains, that's surplus. I'm reminded in Proverbs 3:10, the Living Bible, which describes what happens when we honor the Lord with our first fruits. Scripture says, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty. Storage places are used for surplus. I've obviously heard the word surplus before, even preached about it in the context of the widow in Luke 21:4 in the Amplified Bible. It says, they gave out of their abundance, their surplus, but she contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live. Even though the story of the widow and her two mites is familiar, I think it's worth reviewing again. Mark 12:41-42. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow. She threw in two mites, which make a farthing. So Jesus pulled a chair over. We could get a good view of how much people gave. Can you imagine what would happen on Sunday morning if your pastor walked around the pews, observing what everybody was putting in the offering? If some saint, well, no doubt some saint, would be complaining on the evening news about how all the man of God is interested in is money. Such foolishness, sadly, does go on. God does not tell you to give based on what's in your wallet, your pocketbook, your checking account. But listen to Mark 12:43. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all that which they have cast into the treasury. The poor widow, well, did not give what was convenient or typical. The scripture says she cast in all, everything she had, not just surplus, but all her living. Luke 21:4, Classic Amplified. For they gave out of their abundance, their surplus, but she contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live. The precious seed the widow sowed moved Jesus so much that she was memorialized in Scripture. Surplus is also used where Joseph advises Pharaoh how to handle the upcoming famine. Genesis 41:48, Classic Amplified. And they gathered up all the surplus food of the 7 good years in the land of Egypt, stored up the food in the cities. He stored away in each city the food from which the fields around it provided. See, there's a key thought in this passage. You don't use, spend, or deplete all you have during the good years. When the American economy was booming, people were buying and spending and charging like there was no tomorrow. If it looked good, sounded good, felt good, then they bought it. I'm not cursing the past or condemning those who've made unwise spending decisions, as truly I have done that too. However, I am saying that not having a savings plan is foolish and opens us up to the consequences of shortage, famine, or economic hard times. Proverbs 21:20, Living Bible. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. Your savings should be designed to give you choices about how you live in your future and the quality of life. However, if you spend everything you get, then when there's an economic downturn, you have the mercy of somebody else's mercy. Your assets will be exposed, and the quality of your life will be threatened by shortage. Surplus is good. I was familiar with both the use of the word surplus in the scriptures, dealing with the widow and her two mites, as well as the story of Joseph creating a surplus of grain during the 7 years of plenty. I just felt there was something else the Lord wanted us to see. Why else would the word surplus have so ignited in my spirit? As I sought the Lord and started scanning scriptures, I came across Deuteronomy 28:11, Classic Amplified. And the Lord shall make you a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, in the land where the Lord spoke and swore to your fathers to give to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. The first thing that stirred in me is the Lord shall make you have a surplus of plenty. Glory. The Lord shall make you have a surplus of plenty. It's important to understand that your surplus of prosperity is not based on you, though your obedience to God's word will determine whether or not you receive what God has in store for you. Our actions and reactions, either positively or negatively, determine our destiny. Note that we will not just be prosperous, but we will have a surplus of prosperity. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So here's a question. If it's God's will to give us the kingdom, then why are there so many people struggling? Here are 5 hindrances to your prosperous surplus of prosperity. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Doubt that God will do what His Word says He'll do. Anxiety over the current economic and political landscape. Hesitation to give what God says to give because of our perceived limitations and lack. And disbelief over whether everything promised in the Bible applies to you. Now, the great news is that once you recognize that either fear, doubt, anxiety, hesitation, or disbelief is holding you back from receiving your surplus of prosperity, you can deal with them and eliminate these 5 hindrances out of your life. Child of God, the word is clear. It's your Heavenly Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, a surplus of prosperity. God wants us living in abundance, surplus. Our Heavenly Father wants to give it all to us, a rich and satisfying life, as described in John 10:10, New Living Translation. In fact, the words surplus and abundance are used interchangeably in the story of the widow with the two mites. Luke 21:4 Classic Amplified, gives a clear illustration of this. Scripture says, "For they all gave out of their abundance, their surplus, but she contributed out of her lack and her want, putting all that she had to live on." So make no mistake about it. God wants you to have a surplus. For him, it's a matter of keeping his word. Look at Deuteronomy 28:11, Classic Amplified one more time, where it says, "And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you." God has no choice in the matter, if you want to look at it that way. As long as you're obedient and faithful to his word, then he must give you a surplus of prosperity because he swore to your fathers that he would. And remember, God is not a man that he should lie, as it says in Numbers 23:19. God must keep his word, which means he not only must, but will give you a surplus of prosperity. But in order for that to manifest, you got to grab a hold of the scriptures. You really do. And he will, know this, he will help you overcome all those hindrances to your prosperity, your surplus of prosperity. Once again, fear, doubt, anxiety, hesitation, disbelief. God will help you deal with and eliminate these hindrances out of your life. No doubt about it. Hallelujah. Surplus is good. Think on these things. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Let this be the greatest week of your life. And we join you in believing that. Hallelujah and amen.